USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Catholic bishops agreed to prepare a document that would lay out conditions under which Catholic politicians who support abortion rights, including President Biden, may be denied communion. The measure drawing objections from the Vatican and Pope Francis's strongest allies among the U.S. bishops. President Biden's reaction to the news?
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going
to
happen.
The document will be up for debate, subject to amendments, and will be voted on at the group's next meeting in November. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are moving ashore along the Gulf Coast as the region braces for a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center saying tropical storm conditions are reaching the Gulf Coast from Intercoastal City, Louisiana to Mobile, Alabama. Flash flood watches are up for portions of southeast Louisiana, all the way through Mississippi, southern Alabama, and reaching metro Atlanta. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden's national security advisor continues to raise alarm bells over data that China has provided to the WHO regarding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. As lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are requesting information regarding the origins of the pandemic, Jake Sullivan tells CBS This Morning, "We need China to cooperate."
Ultimately, we need access, and the international community needs access to China to be able to get that initial data that will tell us the most about where this virus came from.
It seems a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas terrorists last month doesn't cover incendiary balloons and airstrikes. The Palestinian militant group launched the balloons over Israel 3 days in a row, and the Israeli military responded with airstrikes Wednesday and Thursday. The helium-filled balloons are used to set fires to farmland and brush surrounding Gaza. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new Google store has opened in New York City.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Round two of golf's U.S. Open is underway in La Jolla, California. The tournament is the third of golf's four majors in 2021. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.